Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. We're broadcasting today from the ESET studios at ESET Internet Security. Do more. Get a podcast of today's show and any of our previous shows. It's important. There's some nuggets of information on all the podcasts. Now we're talking. Go to ESPN1700.com. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan. And the most important reason to listen to the podcast is we get Nielsen brownie points for that.
Not your jokes? Well, she thought maybe it's my jokes that you should be listening for.
If you like listening for the crickets, yeah, my jokes are good. But make sure you put it on.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Make sure you listen for at least 5 minutes because that gives us the brownie point with Nielsen. And we need ratings, of course. Jason Kruger is with us, president at Signature Analytics. Jason, thanks for being here.
Thanks, guys.
You got a tough act to follow.
I know. What I was saying before we came on is, you know, you're talking food and wine, and now we have to talk accounting. So
maybe
we can keep talking about food and wine.
Accounting is not the kind of thing people bring up at social gatherings to discuss it, unless it's the current tax law changes, right?
That's anything about Trump seems to be exciting to talk about these days.
Yeah, but the way I understand what you do at Signature Analytics is not the tax law is part of what you do accounting for. I mean, obviously, you have to account so that you know how much you owe the government and the different entities that you owe. But your focus is not just on that. Talk about what you do at Signature Analytics that's kind of different for middle and smaller size companies.
Right. So when your average individual will think of a CPA, they'll think of someone that does tax work. There's a lot of other aspects associated with accounting that go along with that. Accounting really has a couple of different aspects to it. The tax side of accounting is obviously very important. Every company and individual wants to make sure that they're limiting their tax liability. Our focus is more on the financial accounting side. So we're working with companies to ensure that they are accounting for the activities of their business appropriately. Most importantly, bringing clarity to the numbers of their business, the profitability aspects of their business so that they can become more profitable and more successful and grow as a business.
What amazes me is how many people are in a profession of some sort. They're a baker and they want to open up a cake shop. They're a carpenter. They want to open up a construction company. They love doing what they're doing and then they open up a company and now all of a sudden 80% of what they do is not what they did.
Right.
Now they're hiring, they're doing payroll, they're doing this thing called accounting.
Right.
And I'm guessing that a lot of people that start and grow their own businesses don't really understand all the tools they have available with the properly structured accounting procedures.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. A lot of our clients are entrepreneurs. This is the first business. This is the first go around that they've had. They are good at what they do. They're good they've developed a good product. They've developed a good service, and they don't necessarily realize once they get started what all goes along with running a business. So you have not only do you have to sell your product, you have to manufacture your product, you have to hire employees, you have to understand the HR implications associated with that, and then the black box of accounting. If you don't understand how that works, you got to hire somebody to do that. And that's where a lot of our clients, what we see in the market, there is a disconnect. Business owners think, well, I can just hire a bookkeeper and they'll take care of everything and I'm good and I can just go keep doing what I'm doing and selling my product. And they don't realize the complexity that goes along with that.
That goes along with the thinking that if there's money in the checking account, I'm not
broke. Right.
As long as I can.
If I have more money this month than I did last month, I'm doing good.
What are some of the problems they might run into with that line of thinking?
Yeah, so cash flow is a big component of that. Cash flow represents what you have right now in your business. It doesn't represent what's going to happen. So understanding how to forecast cash flow is very important.
Let me talk about that for a second. So you've got a company that manufactures widgets. Mm-hmm. They've been selling all over the United States, and then all of a sudden Costco wants to buy their widgets.
Yep.
Now, Costco is an unusual company in that it won't come in and take up all of your production. But let's assume it was a company like Costco. Now, all of a sudden, you have this massive order. You start three shifts. You order all your raw materials. you get it finished, you deliver it, and they don't pay in the 30 days they promised you they were going to pay.
Right.
Now you owe every, and that's, is that?
That's the cash flow issue.
That's the cash flow issue.
That's known as accounts receivable, right? You have to be able to maintain that.
Well, you want to collect on that as soon as possible, because that's cash you don't actually have in your bank account that you can't use to run your business.
If we had somebody with your ilk on board, that might have been predicted and called ahead of time.
Right. So, exactly. So what I would, you know, taking a step back with that example, things to consider is obviously Costco is going to squeeze you on your margin. So you're not going to be as profitable. So do you want to actually enter in this engagement in the first place? Is it in the best interest of your business? So you want to understand the margins of the products that you're selling, not necessarily of your business as a whole, but product by product. So you understand, hey, well, I'm selling this. Am I still going to be profitable? Is this still a good decision to make? Then you also know that they're not going to pay in 30 days. They're going to pay in 60 or 90 days. So you're having to buy product. You're manufacturing it. You've developed it. You've sold it. You spent all this money to buy the materials to develop it. You've paid your people. And you're not going to get paid until 60, 90 days after you sell it. So there's a big lag between when you spend the money and when you receive the money. So is that worth it as well? And so understanding the cash flows and be able to model that out is extremely important.
My hearing on this is that it's that what you do at Signature Analytics is not just take historic data and figure out how to best make that look good. You actually do planning into the future, which I don't think is a common thing for us to think about CPAs and accountants and financial officers doing.
Right.
But that's really your niche, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the most value that we give to our clients. So in its simplest form, we manage the internal accounting function of our clients on a fractional basis. So we have our employees go from the CFO level down to the staff level, and we'll augment within the internal accounting internal resources the client has, so we keep our efficiencies, but we give them the resources and the team of a highly competent, high-powered accounting function so that is in at a cost point that makes sense for their business.
What's your average client look like? Are we talking $1 million in revenue, $10 million, $100 million?
About $5 to $100 million. San Diego, probably $5 to $50 million range. Typically, our clients don't have a full-time CFO, nor can they afford one. But they do need somebody that can bring clarity to the financials so they can make those decisions as they look forward in their business.
And sometimes the need for a full-time CFO fluctuates.
Right.
Like maybe you're doing an acquisition or you're launching a new product line or you're doing something really different that you need some expertise on. Would that be a candidate for your services as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we create long-term relationships with our clients. So it's an ongoing month-over-month relationship, week out over week, depending on where we're at. But you know, the flexibility and the scalability of that is very important, and we can ramp up and ramp down based on that.
We'll talk more about that when we get back with Jason Kruger, president at Signature Analytics. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. Tomorrow, our in-studio guest will be Nicole Assisi. I love this because she's a social entrepreneur, an education junkie, and a dreamer. And she's going to tell us all about Thrive Public Schools. And Hillary Stroll, co-founder and director of operations at The Guru. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan.
Tell us about The Guru.
Oh, The Guru, it's an AR app, so an augmented reality app that you can download on your smartphone, and it allows you to interact with a museum. So a museum can work with their company to put together content that you can then go in and do tours of, and it can be updated often, and you can, you know, you can just change it up. So it's really exciting.
I'm picturing, isn't there a series of movies, comedies about nighttime at the museum?
Yeah, everything comes to life, right?
In the middle. So I'm imagining that kind of VR.
Maybe. You could probably do some really interesting stuff.
It would be fun. Jason Kruger's with us. He's at Signature Analytics. It's a company that provides services in the financial arena to small, mid-sized companies, talking $10 million to $100 million in revenue, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably $5 million is probably the low end.
And the idea is to give a level of service and reporting and understanding to the people that make the decisions at the company that they would not normally get in other ways.
Right.
And I'm also very aware that people that build businesses often shy away from dealing with the accounting because it is confusing.
Right.
I mean, there's change of position statements, cash flow reports, and you look at it, and if it's not your life, it can be overwhelming. Do you have secrets and tools that CFOs know about ways to present things? Do you talk about that? Mm-hmm. How you take this complex idea and maybe submit it to the boss or the president of the company or the owner and help them understand it better? Are there tricks to the trade maybe that we don't know about?
Well, I mean, we could do the best we can, but I think what we try to do is educate, and a lot of what we do is educate our client, the business owner, the CEO, to help them to understand the key areas of their business that they
So there's not really any secret sauce. It's just figuring out what's important for them to know about.
Right. And then also what we like to, we want to simplify it. Giving them an income statement that's 10 pages long, let's simplify it. Let's summarize it. Let's put it in a dashboard that they can really see on one page and really get a good feel for their business.
Now that brings something to the surface that makes some really good sense, that if you've got people that can do that, that brings a lot of additional value.
Right.
And it's not just accounting for what's happened in the past. It's maybe a dashboard that helps them control the future a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's about using the information that's happened in the past to determine how you're going to make decisions moving forward.
You've got to know where you're at to know where you're going.
Absolutely, yeah.
What's the worst case scenario? If somebody comes to you, are they coming with like a shoebox of receipts and like, yeah, I've got an account here?
Pretty much, yeah. No, worst case scenario is they haven't done much for 6 months, 8 months. That they haven't, what we call, closed the books. You know, they don't have any updated financial information. And so we have to perform quite a bit of cleanup to get that up to speed. And that can take, you know, worst case for us, that could take a number of months to get things up to speed because, you know, the days keep ticking, right? So we may get caught up to where we started, but we're still 2 months out.
Everything's still moving
forward.
At the same pace it was before.
Right.
So it's double work in the beginning.
Right. But it can get pretty hairy, I can tell you that.
I imagine when people come to you, a lot of times they're not even able to sleep because everything's in such disarray. And then there's this tremendous sigh of relief when they do finally see something. Do you have like a dashboard that they log into? I mean, how do they, what's the finished product look like?
I don't
like
know. I'm almost feeling relief just hearing you talk about simplifying things. Because,
right,
you're talking to a guy that I don't think I've ever once in my lifetime balanced my own checkbook.
Yep.
Yeah, I just don't do that. I can do other people's stuff, just not my own.
Yeah.
It causes anxiety.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
So I can imagine what a president of a company or an owner or founder would be like if they don't understand it,
right,
they've ignored it, and now they bring you guys in, and you can bring it into a format that they can understand how either scary it really is or not scary it really is.
Right, absolutely. And to Aaron's point, we try to manage, we take over the ownership of the accounting and finance function so that our client can focus on what they do best. And that in itself should relieve a lot of anxiety. And then as it relates to what we're providing them, it's very customized for their business. But based on their industry, we have tools and templates that we can use and provide them. But just creating consistency in the reporting and the disclosure of information that they have at their fingertips in a way that they can understand it is extremely valuable. And yeah, it is. It's a lot about stress when you're managing stress when you own a business.
So it's kind of funny because are you an accountant by
yep.
education?
Yep.
So did you grow up wanting to be an accountant? Is that something you thought about when you were a little tyke? You sharpened your pencil and went, I want to fill in boxes and add numbers.
You know what? I was always good at math. My dad started his career in accounting. I said, you know what? He's done pretty good. So a little bit of ignorance, a little bit of, hey, you know, maybe I'm kind of good at this. But to me, and you know, I knew at a younger age that accounting was the foundation of business and understanding business. So I thought, hey, you know what? I can't go wrong. Let's go there. Did have a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit. So that's when I spun off about 9 years ago. And we started this company.
So now you're an entrepreneur accountant.
Yeah, that's hard to find, right?
If you help companies grow and you grow with them, do they ever get to the point where they're wanting to take on staff, full time?
Yep.
And then at that point, do you help them hire on the right people, or do they ever
do you lose the people you just gave them?
Right, a little bit of both.
Yeah,
we absolutely discourage our clients from hiring our people because that's not our model. So we're not a recruiting or staffing firm in that way.
Yeah, but that's hard when they get out there and they know everybody. Yeah. They're around the cooler, mm-hmm. and especially if they're well-liked, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, we're on-site, working very close. But it becomes obvious when our model becomes stretched. So we are the first to recommend to our client, hey, you know what, it might be time to hire somebody in this role at this time. But in most cases, because we have two or three people collaborating from our team with them, we can still help them in other areas. And so it can be a win-win in that case.
And hopefully you don't find out something went wrong when your accountants don't come to pick up their paycheck from you.
Right.
That's not a good thing, right?
Right.
But do you help them find the right person?
We do.
Is that part of what you can
Absolutely,
do for them?
Absolutely, yeah. Because we know their business, we understand their, you know, what their needs are. We've been involved, we've interviewed, you know, we've been involved with assisting the interview process and really helping them to find the right people. Because we're not doing our job right if we don't take the client's best interest and put that first.
You know, you're in an industry that nobody wants to think about. And as long as everything goes right, we generally don't. I mean, I can't remember the last time a balance sheet came up at a social gathering, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I tell you what, when things go wrong, what you do in your industry, or when things are discombobulated, what you do can cause a lot of sleepless nights.
Right.
So you must feel like a bit of a white knight from time to time when you come riding in.
Yeah, I think it's a little like we talked about before, a lot of it is education and understanding the pain points of the business owner and what they have, you know, what's going on in their business. And then working with them and helping them to set a path to create clarity in their numbers. Most of the time it comes from cash flow. Most of the times we're being referred in by, you know, their banker or mm-hmm. somebody else because they haven't met covenant requirements. So it is a variety of different areas that come up.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you, it's signatureanalytics.com. Is that the correct website?
Yep.
www. I guess I don't need to say that anymore. When was the
Not
last
anymore.
Time anybody said www?
Get with the times, Bob.
Signatureanalytics.com. Jason Kruger, it has been a pleasure. And I tell you what, I hope that there's lots of people out there that take advantage of your service because we need people to help us plan better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Jason Kruger, Signature Analytics. Great show.
A lot of fun.
It was. Gina Champion Kane was on earlier. Jason Kruger just now. You've been listening to Biz Talk, Believing and Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Have a great and prosperous day. Bye-bye.